One, two, three, not drunk. One, two, three, not drunk.
Wake up, Scott.
I'm fine.
Okay.
Welcome back for another episode of Smoking Butts and Tapping Ash Podcast with your host,
Dave.
And today's drunk host,
Scott.
Oh, Scotty's still feeling the effects of last night.
Scott woke up drunk.
No, well, a little bit. I just had a little too much to drink last night. I'm good.
It does happen to the best of us.
Mm-hmm. Like we were saying, it sounds like a great idea at the time.
I had a good time.
Then you end up shitting yourself by the river. And
that's true.
Walking around.
Well, I've never done that, but okay.
Travis has proof.
I have proof.
Yeah.
That damn security guard kept following me around. I'm like, get away. I've got shit in my pants.
Oh, my God.
Let a man be.
Oh, goodness.
Oh,
well, good times.
Yes. Oh, man.
So how the hell you guys been?
Oh.
Been pretty good. Just kind of waiting for spring to officially get here. This weather keeps teasing me.
Yeah.
Like yesterday, I was outside on the deck in shorts having a cigar, and today I wore shorts anyway, but it's a little chilly.
Mm-hmm.
But
I was impressed when you got out of the car. I was like, I'm in sweatpants and a hoodie.
Yep.
It's supposed to warm up today, isn't it?
Yeah.
You're like 50s, I think.
Oh.
I don't know.
It's not that warm.
Nah. Southern Illinois it is, I guess.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Tomorrow's supposed to be cold, though, isn't it? Like, supposed to get down to 20s tonight, I thought.
Oh,
like,
probably so.
Well, you're giving me nothing but bad news here.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Let's cheer it up.
Well, let's.
You just got back from Florida.
Calm down there, drunk guy. We got to get into the smoke.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Yes. All right. Typically, we would tease the rub down, but this week we are not having a rub down, which would normally be brought to you by Louis Barbecue Supply Co. in Heron.
Heron, Illinois.
We are taking a week off from cooking because Travis has been gone for like 4 weeks to Florida.
I wish.
But yeah, this is a smoke brought to you by My Monthly Cigars and fucking good coffee.
I get the Robusto box.
I also get the Robusto
four
box.
Four cigars for $29.99.
Yep. Scott gets the El Presidente. I won't make him talk
El
about
El Presidente
it.
Bill Clinton.
Yep.
Oh.
I was going to let you take a little time off from talking to gather yourself.
No, I'm fine.
Gather your thoughts.
Okay. Yeah, the El Presidente, you get two of each of those four cigars. One to smoke and one to save or give to your best buddies.
I don't have any friends.
Oh, man. But yeah, use code SBTA at checkout on your first order to get free shipping.
Free shipping. I like free stuff.
And this week is Smoker's Choice.
Mm-hmm. What are you smoking, Dave?
I am smoking the Aladino. What do you call this thing again?
They're not it's an Aladino camera, but it's a
Candela?
Yes, Candela.
Yeah, the drunk guy had to figure it out.
The word escaped me when I was about
to say
it. It is for St. Patrick's Day, which is today. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone.
Where's your green?
Where's your green?
I got underwear green on.
Well, I might have green underwear on.
Oh, gross. Keep them away.
No, I have blue underwear on. Never mind.
Anyway. I have a Ninja Turtle shirt on, so I'm covered.
Yeah.
That's a little faded there, dude.
Yes, this is my third favorite shirt. I've had this
is
probably about 15 years.
I mean, it looks like it.
It's freaking comfortable, man.
That's when they get comfortable.
I know.
I've had some that you almost cry when you finally have to say, okay, it's time to throw it away.
My favorite shirt is my Captain America shirt. It's
the blue one.
And soft. And it has like ink stains from where I was doing artwork and stuff, and I just can't.
I understand.
I can't get rid of it.
I have a few shirts like that.
I love it.
Do you have any shirts like that, Scott? You probably have shirts as old as me and Dave.
Probably.
No, because I lost all that weight, so I had to get rid of all my bigger favorite shirts. So. Mm. No, not really.
You could have took them to Angie. She sews, you know. She could have made two shirts out of each one of those shirts.
Yeah.
What are you saying, Dave? I was fat?
Yeah, you were. I was too. You were fatter than me, but
I'm just saying you lost a lot of weight.
Okay. Dave was showing me, my neighbor Dave was showing me some pictures of Cabo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Me and you were
big.
Large.
Yeah. And I even got bigger after that.
Yeah. One of them was on the catamaran, and I was sitting down, and you and Rebecca was behind me. Oh, yeah.
You probably couldn't even see me and Rebecca.
What is so funny, dude?
You can barely see my head, like my head sticking out.
I was huge.
Yeah. He complained the whole time, my knees. Oh, we went to Cabo with Mr. Grumpy over here. Yeah.
Nice.
But anyway, what were we talking about?
Shirts? Favorite shirts?
Favorite shirts.
Yeah, yeah. Green. Dave made the comment you could make four out of my old ones.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah.
I also have green shorts on. So
well, you're safe. Covered. We can't pinch you.
Good to go. And I have a green cigar.
Yes. You're good.
Yeah.
I didn't get the memo.
So, this week, listeners, it's going to be a bunch of the shit in between.
Yes, nothing but.
Nothing but shit.
We might talk about stuff we've cooked or ate.
Oh,
you eat anywhere good?
I've got
on vacation.
Whataburger.
I did eat. I only ate Whataburger twice. We ate once in Florida, and then we ate once in Alabama on the way home. And we'll let the listeners. I totally call it. There's some people that it's Whataburger. It's a cheeseburger. You know, whatever. But the only comparison I can say is it's the people who love Chick-fil-A. Like my son, he loves Chick-fil-A. Loves it. And I'm like, it's a chicken sandwich. And I'm like, to me, I'm like, it's not even a good chicken sandwich. It's not, you know. But I love Whataburger. I love going there and getting the patty melt. Oh, yeah.
See, I think it's one of those effects where you don't have it here.
Mm-hmm.
And you just latch onto it.
Yeah.
I used to love Krispy Kreme donuts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was the treasure.
Yeah. And I still like Krispy Kreme donuts.
I still like them fine.
Yeah.
But I don't buy them like I thought I would.
I can't tell you the last time I bought donuts
Krispy Kreme. Well, it was like when you was in going to St. Louis or up there, you always had to stop and get a box.
Yeah.
And now that it's local,
I
can't think of the last time I was in there.
But now, our friend Justin Miller, now he grew up in Texas, moved here, and then moved back to Texas. And we asked him, when you really were like, so the water, and he loves Whataburger. And I asked him that. I said, so is it like the effect, like, you know, once you have one in your town, I said, do you just not like it? He goes, no, you still eat Whataburger. He goes, either you love it or you don't. He was like,
to me, it's just a burger. It ain't.
Yeah.
Well, and it is. It's good. It's just, I like it because as far as I know, it's the only fast food burger place that I've been to that offers a patty melt. I can't think of another one. I was trying to think about that when I was driving home yesterday.
Doesn't Culver's have one?
I don't know.
Patty melt? No.
I think so.
I
think they do.
See, now Culver's I don't like. Culver's is way overrated, I think, that one.
I like Culver's, but it's way overpriced.
Yes,
that's for damn sure.
That's for damn sure.
Hell, everything's overpriced anymore.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's what me and Angie were talking about the other day. We were trying to think of where to go grab some food. And we were like, well, not super hungry, so let's keep it kind of cheap. And I was like, well,
there's
what's
nothing
the point
cheap.
Of that?
Yeah, then what's the point
like,
of going
I'm
out?
Like, I'm going to spend $12 at freaking Burger King on nothing or spend $12 somewhere nice on a real cheeseburger.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're exactly right.
But other than that, probably our best meal we had was the last night we were there, and we went to...
It's
Louisiana Lagniappe is what it's called. And if you read it, we had to ask Google how to say it. But it's Louisiana Lagniappe is how you pronounce it, is in the name of the restaurant.
It's very good.
Scott went with us. We went down there, and we started with the Mardi Gras shrimp as the appetizer. Now, Scott, when he went, it was in June with us, and we got the crawfish. That was amazing.
Oh.
And I even asked him. I said,
so is that just an in-season thing?
They said it. The guy goes, crawfish? And I go, he goes, oh. And he goes, no, that's not till. And he started looking. I go, June? And I go, I know it's then because we came.
Yeah.
He said, yeah. He goes, May, June. He goes, we'll start getting them.
Crawfish should be coming in season soon,
shouldn't it? He said it's usually about, he goes, April? He goes, maybe the end of April. He goes, because when we went in the end of June, remember, they said we still had some left. But anyway.
I don't remember that. I just remember it was freaking good.
It was very good. We started with that. So they normally do the shrimp if they don't have the crawfish. That was amazing. I ordered what they call the Destin Snapper. And it was red snapper. And they flay it open. And it was stuffed with cream cheese, rice, and lump crab meat, and seasoning and stuff. And bake that with it. And then they have a twice baked potato. Oh, my God. It was amazing.
You have a lot of seafood stuffed with cheese.
Cream cheese. I like things stuffed, you know, especially like chicken, because chicken's a little dry, so I like the little oomph to it. I think the stuff inside of it gives it the flavor, you know. Right. But, oh, it was amazing. And when they say lump crab meat.
It was lumpy.
It was lump crab meat. Oh, man. It was divine.
Nice.
But perfect way to end the trip. That was our last dinner.
I'm impressed you didn't get a burger.
I don't think I ordered a burger, besides Whataburger. I don't think I got a burger anywhere we went.
Good job, Travis.
I think I ate seafood everywhere. Well, I did order it. We went to Dewey Destin for our anniversary on the 10th.
Did you go to the old one or the newer one?
We went to the, what do you mean?
There's two of them there.
Yeah, but we
there's
go.
There's the older one, which is.
The harbor, or we go to the harbor side one.
Yeah,
the dock side one. We're lazy. The dock side one, all their other ones, you have to go up, order your food, and go sit down, and then they, like, bring it out to you, like, docks, you know. No, we go to the harbor side one where it's actually like a restaurant.
Yeah.
You know, restaurant, not a workaround. don't you remember those commercials from, it used to be Steak and Shake, and now Steak and Shake is a workaround. Mm. But Steak and Shake for a long time had a thing, their commercials were, it's a restaurant. You rest, we wait on you, not a workaround. Now they're a workaround. You got to go in and order at the thing and then go
sit
down.
They were like the first ones, too. Like, they replaced people totally. It's just two giant screens.
Yep.
Stupid.
Yeah, but anyway.
Which is, you know, that's like the worst restaurant to do that because it's typically older people that eat there still. It's okay.
Yeah, I went there when I was drunk a lot. That was it.
Yeah, exactly. You have the late night drunkards. Mm-hmm. Scott might have ate there last night. I don't know.
No, Scott did not.
And then you have the older people during the day. And, like, they had to have lost a ton of business.
Well, I'm both old and drunk.
Yeah, you were both. You covered both last night.
Yeah.
So you canceled yourself out going to Steak and Shake.
Yeah.
That's why.
I can't go now. It's too late in the day.
And it's before midnight and I'm drunk, so I can't go then.
I can't find a Denny's, so I guess I'll just go to bed. I ate many drunk meals at the Denny's in Carbondale.
Yeah.
Like when we would leave the bars over there, everybody would go like to Don Taco and all that. No, we would go down to Denny's, buddy.
Yeah, us too.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever eat at the old truck stop, Marion?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was good.
It was good back in the day. They had a big breakfast buffet.
Yes.
It was good food. And it would start like at 4 or 5 a.m.
I don't know.
Because when we would always meet there when we were traveling for paintball. We'd meet there and leave, and so we could get there. I know we were there at 5 a.m. before and ate the buffet.
Yeah.
It was the only thing I ever ordered there was a steak and eggs, T-bone steak and eggs, at 2:30 a.m. after the bars.
Sounded great.
Yep. Like, oh, this is going to be awesome. And it was every time. It was either there or Hungry's and
I was a little too. I went to Hungry's, but I think I was a little too young to do it drunk. You know what I mean? By the time they closed.
Yeah, probably.
I think, you know.
Wasn't there one in Heron too?
Yeah,
yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Okay,
keep up, please.
Scott's a little.
Wasn't there one in Heron?
Well, no, I always ate at the one in West Frankfort.
Yeah, see, I've only ever ate at the one in.
Yep.
I wonder who owned those.
I don't know.
Hungry,
Mr. Hungry.
Mm-hmm. What?
I can't tell if you're serious or not.
I'm serious. You know, that was his last name.
Oh, bullshit. You're so full of shit. It was like that little boy. Oh, bullshit.
Oh, bullshit.
Oh,
my
man.
Gosh.
Oh, guys, this is what you're tuning into this week.
Yeah.
Yep.
But we had a good time. If you wanted to know, you asked what if we had a good time in Florida. We did.
Did you eat anywhere new?
Yeah. We tried a few new places this time, and that's what we tried to do this trip, is we looked and we said we want to try new things. There was one called Mama that Rebecca picked out for a brunch, Mamacita's or something. It was European breakfast. And I actually had saved a picture. Huh. My breakfast was the chef's special that morning, and where'd it go? Okay, so here is a picture of it.
That looks like something.
Yeah. It was.
What is it?
It was. They called it the Cinnabon, chicken Cinnabon. They make their own, these European cinnamon rolls, but they're great big.
Mm-hmm.
And those, if you ever had one, they don't put icing on them like ours. They're like already sweet and sticky. So they took the big cinnamon roll. She said they slice it in half. Your bottom layer is one piece of the cinnamon roll. And then there is breaded chicken. And then the other piece of the cinnamon roll. And then another piece of breaded chicken. Okay. And then on top of that, they said they put their sausage gravy. And then they have the chef made a syrup that was, and I know I'm going to miss some of it, but it was jalapeno, maple something, syrup. He made it. It was his own concoction. And it was very good, actually.
You describing it to me makes me want to vomit.
It did.
It does not sound
good.
No, it
doesn't sound good at all.
Like if I was in Scott's situation, I would have done puked.
No, and I was like, and everything there was different. You know what I mean?
Was it good?
Oh, yes. It was very, very good. Like the first five bites, it was awesome. And it didn't get bad, but it got one of those where it was too much. You know what I mean?
Like, I mean, that looked huge.
It was huge, and I didn't finish it, but.
So was it on the sweet side or the spicy side
from
the jalapeno?
No, actually, it was like more on the savory side. It wasn't spicy at all. There was no heat to it whatsoever. The jalapeno did not come through with everything else.
Yeah.
But it was, there was a lot going on. That's what I told the waitress, and that's why I said, screw it. I said, bring it to me. She goes, it's really good when he makes it. She goes, it's one of our populars. And I said, bring it to me. I just closed the menu, didn't even look. I said, that's what I want. I said, when in Rome.
That's so right.
When in Rome, I said, I'm trying things
see,
different.
See, I don't know if I could have done it.
I did it, and I honestly didn't understand really what I ordered. So when she brought it to me, I said, can you explain to what this is again? And she laughed, and she explained it. And I said, okay. I said, can I want to know what it is so I can explain to these guys? But it was good. It really was. The chicken was awesome. I mean, it was a good chef. They had, like, crepes. I mean, all different. Everything was different. So you weren't just sitting down and bring me eggs and bacon and sausage. They had that, like, on the kids' menu if you wanted.
Yeah.
But for the adult menu, like, everything on it was one of those restaurants where you had to read every single thing. You couldn't just look and say, oh, okay, you know. But it was good. We tried that, and we tried, I can't remember. We tried a couple other. I can't remember. Went to a Greek place, and I did have a gyro.
Gyro? That's my favorite.
This place was good. They make them down there very good.
Nice.
But we had a good trip. We had the longest drive back ever. Yesterday.
It did take you like 2 days to get back here.
It took us.
Traffic accidents.
Yeah. I think what it was we had made it into, we were about 20 miles from hitting Birmingham. Yeah. Birmingham. And a Dollar General, when we passed it, actually had turned over in the middle of the road. Like, it went off, I guess. Dollar General 18-wheel had turned over, but it was blocking both lanes except, like, half of the other lane. And so we sat in that traffic, and we were coming up to it, and then, like, Google, you know, we had the maps on, and it was coming up, and it was like, there's a 15-minute delay ahead, alternate route. Well, then she looked at it, and she goes, well, it's saying it's a 15-minute delay. So I guess it had just happened, and it sent a 15-minute delay, but she goes, if you go this route, like it wants you to get off the interstate and go blah, 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 around it backwards and come back on, she goes, well, that's adding like 45 minutes to our route. She goes, this is a 15-minute delay. She goes, are you okay? I said, yeah. I said, we'll just do that. So we didn't listen to Google, and we went on, and right when we got past it, we were in traffic for like an hour and a half.
Oh, shit.
And for 35, almost 40 minutes of that, we were in park.
No, dude.
Not moving. I hate that.
Oh, yeah. We were, for a while, you were, because you could tell one car was easing through, you know, and it was just funneling through. Well, then finally, what we got there when we stopped, the wreckers showed up, and they had two wrecking trucks trying to pull it back over, and so traffic was just, the cops just had stopped. We were dead for 40 minutes.
That's the worst.
Yeah, and I was like, well, that 45-minute detour, that's pretty good right now. So the rest of the way, apparently everybody that we were in line with was going to Illinois as well, because we all just stayed right beside each other the rest of the way home.
Nice.
It backed it up so much that I don't think we ever recovered from that all the way home. It was bumper to bumper, 70, 75 miles an hour. I mean, bumper to bumper the whole way. You couldn't even set your cruise. You were like,
oh, that drives me
nuts.
Yeah,
we were moving, but it was so backed up that you couldn't get it, never thinned out again. All the way through.
That's the shits, man.
Yeah.
I hate traffic.
Yeah, and finally we were coming through, and I said, I'm stopping at Paducah, because it was still like that. I said, we'll stop here, eat some dinner, and I said, I'm going to give it a little bit. And by the time we got back on, you know, we shot the rest of the way home. But
wow.
It was horrible like that. Yeah. But the trip was fun.
Yep. Now you're home.
I'm home.
Back to Illinois.
Well, we got home last night Friday night. I don't know, about 9 p.m. When we had left, it said we were supposed to be home at 5:35.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. So.
All right.
But we had a good trip. Have you guys done anything fun?
I'm trying to think, because it's been a while since we recorded. It's been like a week and a half.
Yeah, we recorded on a Friday, yeah.
I don't think I've done much, honestly.
It's been a week and 2 days now.
What have you cooked this week? I cooked pork chops the other night.
Well, I cooked, I've been cooking on my Weber flat top grill a lot.
Mm-hmm. I've
been cooking all kinds of stuff.
It becomes addicting because it's fun.
Yeah. I like it because it's fast.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, I'd rather cook there than on the stove, you know, because I like my smoker and my grill when I want to hang out and do nothing for hours.
Yeah. When it's 7 o'clock and you're trying to get dinner done,
yeah,
go to that thing.
Made a pretty nice omelet yesterday, which it was kind of a disaster, but it was. I'll just go into it. Like, I made peppers, onions, mushrooms, like sauteed those up.
Yeah.
So that was going, and I only had 4 eggs, so I'm like, well, I'll make one oversized one, and me and Angel split it. So, you know how it is. You got to work fast on those things. So, put the eggs down, just grabbed a handful of cheese, spread it all over the thing, put the stuff on, rolled it up. Then, like, I happened to just catch a whiff of my hand after handling the cheese.
Oh.
I was like, son of a bitch, the cheese is no good. I was pissed.
Holy shit.
Oh, wasn't no bad?
This is my last 4 eggs. So, just spiked the cheese into the trash can, and she's like, I think you're overreacting. Like, no, I'm not eating that shit.
I can see that.
So did it just smell? Because some cheeses just smell.
Well, it was like a Mexican blend cheese, so it should not have smelled like gym socks.
Some cheeses have a stench.
No matter what you open them, it smells bad. You know, and
it probably wasn't quite bad yet, but it was. It didn't have much longer to go, so I did not eat the omelet. I did eat the sauteed.
Did anybody eat the omelet?
I think Angie ate like half of it, because it was like the size of a plate. You know, and she's fine, so.
Yeah, she didn't die.
Yep, but I ate that. And
I could see him.
Throwing that away. Yeah. I can see you getting so mad.
Yeah. Yeah, when it comes to cooking, things don't go wrong often, but when they do, it pisses me off pretty bad.
He gets very grumpy.
It's one of those few things that get me going. Mm-hmm. And when kids won't try food, that pisses me right off.
Me too.
It's just food.
Just try a bite. I'm not asking you to eat it all.
If you don't like it, it's fine. You don't ever have to eat it again.
One bite is it.
Your kids usually try everything, though, don't they?
Maxwell now.
Maxwell, yeah.
But not when he was small, and I would get so mad.
Oh, yeah.
And then Oliver, he won't try anything.
Tell him it's chicken. That's what I used to do with my kids. When they were little, everything was chicken. Like, here's some shrimp or something. And I will, because Cole was the same way. He wouldn't try nothing, but he liked chicken. And so we'd be like, here, well, I remember we were at Red Lobster one time, and I had shrimp. And I'm like, well, I wonder if he likes seafood. And I go, here, do you want a bite? And he's like, what is it? And I go, it's just chicken. And he's like, oh. And I put it in his mouth, and he like, it's like this, let it fall back out. And I go, well, at least he honestly doesn't like shrimp.
Yeah.
But now he'll eat the shit out of shrimp. He loves it now. But when he was like 2 or 3, he did not like it. But I would lie to him and just, it's the chicken. Or a hamburger. Everything was a hamburger.
Nice.
Except my oldest one, Mitchell, he, from the time he was born, he would try anything. Very adventurous.
I do have big plans to cook today.
Mm.
I bought a big salmon fillet, so I'm going to smoke that. And then I bought a pork belly. I'm going to make some pork belly burn-ins today, I believe. Definitely making the salmon.
Nice.
You think he would have got up early and made that for us.
Yeah.
I honestly thought about it, but it was cold.
It was really cold outside. Well, maybe if you put on a shirt
With pants.
I refuse. I'm willing spring to come.
That's
early.
Right.
Or on time, really.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm wearing shorts to work and everything. Like the last 2 weeks, I'm not putting pants back on.
You don't have a dress code there, do you?
It's pretty loose. Like, yeah. Just don't look like crap. Pretty much.
But they give you like shirts, or don't you have to wear one of their shirts or something?
They haven't ordered any in a while. When they put in another order, that's what I will have. But now it's just nice T-shirts.
Yep. So he wears the Ninja Turtle one.
Yes, this is my work attire for tomorrow.
Yep, that's what I'm wearing. Yep.
I'm very sad that you can't hardly
see.
Will
you wash it or just put it back on?
I'll just put it back on.
He's not doing anything in it.
Yeah. And it'll be the only one there.
Let me ask you guys, and this is all serious. If you get ready and you go to dinner tonight with your wife, mm-hmm. and you go in your closet and you pull out a clean pair of jeans, and you put them on and you wear them to dinner, okay? You go to dinner, you might go to a store or something, or go to a movie, and you come back home. Do you take those jeans and throw them in the dirty clothes, or do you hang them back up? If that's all you've done, you haven't done work, you haven't done any grease, anything like that.
It's funny you ask this, because me and Angie have been back and forth about this for a while. I usually have, I don't have a great big house, so I don't mm-hmm. have a lot of places to keep my clothes.
Yeah.
That are, like, used, we'll say, lightly worn.
Yeah.
So I usually have, like, a pile over by my side of the bed, and I'll just, when I get home from work, I'll grab this shirt.
Put it back on, yeah.
Put it back on
that's
for
pajamas,
the night.
Yeah, comfy night, yeah.
Yes, it's my comfortable clothes. So
yes.
She got this little triangle basket the other day, which I'm kind of excited about, so all my clothes are going in that. I just pull them out.
Put your pajama things back on.
But, yeah, why would you do that?
Yeah, like, I would wear them the next day.
Unless I get
some people don't. No, some people, once they put it on. I know people that if they put it on and they drive here and go to Walmart and get stuff and come back home and change back into their pajamas, they'll wash those clothes. I'm like,
That's tomorrow's clothes.
Yeah,
now.
Exactly. It's already broke in. It's ready for tomorrow.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
If whatever I wear to go work out and I'll wash those because they get all sweaty and gross.
Yeah, one thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if I'm cooking and I get something on it, it's going in the wash.
Yeah. But
if I'm just sitting around doing nothing, no, I'm wearing this shit tomorrow.
That's right. Good. I'm proud of you guys. It's America.
Yep. Save water.
America.
Save water. Save laundry detergent ain't cheap.
Nope. Nothing. Nothing to do anything is cheap anymore.
Well.
How are you guys' cigars?
Mine is. How's yours, Scott? I gave you that one.
It's good. What was it? Macanudo
it's
espresso
a Macanudo,
cream
yeah,
or something?
Espresso and cream. It's... Yeah, espresso and cream.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good.
I like them.
Yeah.
It's
a very mild cigar.
Very mild. That's why...
It's good for me this morning.
That's why I traded you. I got the...
It's perfect.
Macanudo coffee.
Yep.
One, and I like that one, too. And you, how's your leprechaun over there?
My leprechaun? It is pretty dang good. I already like Candela cigars anyway. And I think I'm one of the few that do. I don't know many people that really like them.
Yeah.
But I like the different flavor, and they're always on the mild side. But the Aladino one is especially yummy.
You wouldn't think it would make that big of a difference, but it really does.
It makes a big difference.
It makes a big difference.
Yeah, and like the Swamp Things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those are like my favorite cigar.
Yeah.
And those are, you can tell a huge difference with those.
Yeah.
On top of being fire cured, they're Candela, which... I don't know if all Candelas are fire cured. It seems like I remember that somewhere.
No, the Candelas, I don't know if they have fire cured on, but I know the Candela is a special leaf. It's green like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if they're all fire cured. Mm-hmm. I would be interested in watching that process of actually fire curing something.
Yeah, me too. Well, if we go to the...
Barn burner?
Barn smoker.
Smoker.
They'll probably explain all that, won't they?
I think they
for as much as we're going to pay for tickets, they better.
I got to relight mine. I've been talking too much.
Okay, you do that, Dave. Relight yours.
Since we're filling, or are you done with your cigar thing? I was going to tell a story since we were just having the bullshit in between.
Yeah.
Go for it, man.
Well, I told you guys that I would tell you sometime about the, it's probably one of my, when I almost got arrested at a...
Arrested?
A dealership, yeah. The cops were called. And I told you
what?
Guys,
oh,
okay. I don't want to name the dealership, but I told you guys about this place that we were talking about.
Yeah, I remember.
And I said they have screwed me too many times in life, and I said I'm never going back. They screwed me twice. Well, the first time was the worst time. It was several years ago. Me and another friend, because this dealership, they sell ATVs as well, and cars. And
you've really narrowed it down.
Well,
for our local listeners.
Yeah, for local listeners. But me and a friend were looking for a four-wheeler back in the day, the same one we wanted. And so I told him, I said, hey, if we're both buying it, I said, if we go to any dealership and say, we're both walking in and we're going to buy one today, boom, out, give us a better deal.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we went with them and another local one in Carbondale, and about going back and forth. Well, I had called the people on the phone because they're about an hour away from us. And I said, look, bottom line, this is what we want. There's two of us. We're walking in, buying them out. This is the deal I can get 15 minutes from my house. Can you make it worth the hour drive? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I said, well, I want to know what it is. So basically, long story short, the sales lady gave me a price that was $500 cheaper than what I could get it 15 minutes from the house. And was still going to give us, you know, like we wanted gloves and a helmet. You go, you know, always got that when you got a four-wheeler. They would throw those in. Helmet, goggles, blah, blah, whatever. So I said, okay. And she goes, that's if you both come down, buy them, you know, out the door, it was going to be $500 cheaper. So we loaded up the trailer on a Saturday morning, drove down there, and we go in and start talking to the woman. I'm like, yeah. I told her, I said, we're coming. I said, so have them ready. I said, if this is the deal, we want them. We know it's not like a car. You know, we know what we want. Okay, well, we get down there. And she goes, yeah, we're getting everything ready. And I'm kind of aggravated then because I'm like, I told you to have them out ready. Like, we're trying to make this. Honestly, we were wanting to go riding that Saturday. We were going
to
load them
up. You wanted to get there, get your shit, and get out.
Back. That's why we were there right when they opened. Well, then we go in, and she starts, well, doing this. Well, it's the same price. It comes up the same price as what we could buy it in Carbondale. And I said, no. I said, we drove down here. Because you said you were going to beat them by $500 for us, right? Well, we can't do that. We're already selling it to you at cost. I said, then you should have told me that on the phone. I said, you told us that you were going to beat them. Well, then kept going through, blah, blah, arguing. I said, no. So then we get the sales manager to come in and try to close the deal. And, you know, and he's like, and I'm kind of getting irate at this point. And he was like, look, he goes, we just came. He goes, I don't know what was said and blah, blah, all this. And she's like, she's just ball-faced. Like, no, if I misled you, I go, there's no misleading. I go, I spelled it out. So you're $500 cheaper. That's what she said. But she's like, I'm sorry. And they were trying. I'm like, and the guy's like, well, and what their plan was, well, you're already here with the trailer. Yeah. You're going to buy it. You're not going to go.
They think you're going to buy
it. And I'm like, no, I won't. I'm like, you don't know who you're messing with. I'll turn around and drive all the way back and buy it somewhere else because you lied to me. Well, then they get down to where they went another $200 off of it, just for our trouble. Okay, oh, blah, okay. Blah, for our trouble.
Oh, okay.
They went another $200 off of it, and I'm like, because I'm like, no, you're making it different for me driving here. And so anyway, we kind of halfway agree to it, and he's looking whatever, and I said, can I go to the bathroom? I said, I go to the bathroom. Yeah, down the hallway. So I walk down this hallway, and as I walk by, you know, I look or whatever, and there's pictures on the wall. Well, no, to set this, the sales manager was in there. Me and him were talking. We were on the floor, and he said, I'm sorry. He said, this girl is new. You know, she's only been here a few months, and maybe she
messed
up or whatever. Blah, blah. I'm sorry, you know, trying to apologize. And I'm like, okay. I said, well, even if she messed up, you're the sales manager. You still got to stand by what your sales lady did. And he goes, I know, and that's what I'm working with you. So I go to the bathroom, and then while I'm standing there peeing, I'm thinking. So I walk back out, and I stop and look at that wall. Well, the whole wall is, guess what? Salespeople of the year.
And she won it 10 years ago.
She had been there 7 years.
Oh, my gosh.
She was on that wall multiple times. Well, guess who lost their ever-loving mind? This guy.
Yeah, I
would have too.
I said, mother, and I screamed. And I come back out, and when I came out, it hit the sales manager what I had saw.
Oh.
And I said, could you come here, both of you? And I stopped him at the wall, and he knew exactly what I said. You just told me she was new employee. And I looked at the girl. I go, how long have you been employed here? I go, because your sales manager just told me that you were new and only been here a few months and might have messed up. And she's like, And so she panicked. And I go, how long have you been employed for this company? And she's like, well, I did sell cars, and then I came over here. You know, they tried that little trick, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And I walked around, and I go, you've been the salesman of the month like 6 or 7 times. Oh, that's when the cops got called. Travis blew up, and I said, you're either matching the 500 and paying our gas. I said, because you bald-faced lied to me. And then I was like, get Mr. the name of the company down here. I said, I want them to know that their sales manager and their salesmen are lying. And then, well, they're not here, blah, blah. And then finally, the wife of the owner, I guess, the manager or whatever, she showed up. And she wasn't having any of it. She's like, we're calling the police. I said, I'm not doing anything. I said, but are you okay with your sales manager lying to me? And he's standing here admitting that he lied to me to try to get the sale. But I go, just admit it to me. I go, you cannot deny it. I go, did you? And he goes, yeah. He goes, but I'm, and he admitted it. And I lost my shit. And so, yeah, the cops called, and I thought they were bluffing. Then all of a sudden, the cop car pulled up out front, and my buddy's like, let's go.
You really wasn't doing nothing.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't. But I was.
Maybe they thought you was getting ready to.
No, I was being loud, yeah. And I was on the sales floor where other people were buying. And I told the guy, I said, you better check your, you know, T's and dot your I's. You know, I said, because they're lying to you. I said, this woman's only been here a few months, but she's sales lady of the year 7 times, brought her back there. And so I was hurting their business, and so they wanted me out of there. But the cops were called, and my buddy's like, come on, let's go. And then at the end, I even said, well, are you going to sell them? No, they refused our business. They weren't even going to sell them to us, period. No, for more money, less money, whatever. They weren't going to sell them to us at all. They just wanted us to leave. So we hopped in the truck and drove all the way back to Carbondale and bought them that day.
Well, all right.
Good for you.
That's a pretty good story.
I was livid.
Oh, I can see you livid.
Oh, I lost my ever-loving mind. Oh, I did.
I wish I would have been there.
Yeah. Well, my buddy got so embarrassed because he's real quiet. He's like, hey, let's just go. I was like, no, I'm not fucking going. I said, these people have bald-faced lied to us. Mm-hmm. They made us drive an hour on a lie, and then when we get here, they lie to us again. Because that's what they do. They did it to me a few years later with a truck, the same exact thing. And I told him on the phone, I said, how long have you been employed? I want to know his name. I said, how long have you been employed there? I said, I'm coming down this afternoon to buy this truck. And when I got there, nope. Well, we can't do that. I'm sorry. I thought we could.
I can't believe you went back after the first.
And I got in the truck and I told her back. I said, if I ever even look at this place, I said, just punch me in the face. I said, I'll never. Yeah.
I can't believe you went back after the first one.
I went back, and I thought I crossed my T's and dotted my I's because I asked on the phone, what's your name? How long you been employed? Blah, blah. You know, I remember the guys. I said, who's your sales manager? It was a different sales manager. And I told the guy on the phone what happened to me, and they lied to me. And he goes, I promise you that won't happen. Got down there, and I said, you promised me on the phone that wouldn't happen. And I said, when I got here, you raised the price again. And we didn't buy it. We left.
Wow.
Yeah.
I actually almost bought a truck there in 2003.
Don't do it.
No. Like, I got up and left, too. Like, I just got that feeling that they were a shady operation.
I know some people that's strictly where the guy I work with, and he strictly buys everything from them. All their cars.
I don't know why.
I've heard a lot of negative stories.
Negative. I know a lot of people that have bought four-wheelers and dirt bikes and stuff from them. Oh, they're the best. And they are good prices. But I'm like, I'm not going to deal with somebody that's just shady like that.
Yep.
Because they're a volume dealer, and you know, which is fine. That's why they sell them so cheap. But, oh, you don't mess with me. I mean, I'm getting all worked up just thinking about it. And that was years ago.
Well, I can tell.
That was turning red.
That was 2006 or 2007.
It's about like Dave on the cheese, man.
Oh, right. I was pissed. Getting all shaky, like I want to punch that guy again. And I didn't punch him. That cop. I did get nervous when the cop rolled up. I said, I've never been arrested.
So did you like explain to the police like the situation? What did they say?
Actually, they just asked you to leave.
The
probably.
Cop was really cool about it. He goes, what? I went, and because by the time the cop got there, before he came in, they pulled up and were sitting there. And I said, fuck it. And so me and my buddy walked out, and I walked right up to the cop. And I said, I guess you're here for me. And he was still in his car, and he got out, and he goes, well, I'm not sure, sir. He goes, they just said that there was a customer that wouldn't leave. And I said, well, it was me. And I just briefly told the cop what happened. And the cop said, well, I'm sorry it's happened to you. He goes, are you guys leaving? I said, we're going to our truck now. We're going back to, you know, Carbondale and buying it. And he said, thank you. You know, he was like, what am I going to do about it? You know,
wow.
Hey, you didn't do anything wrong.
I know. So I go, I didn't lay my hands on anybody. Right. I was mouthy. I was hurting their business. And I go, but I didn't hurt anybody. Didn't destroy anything. But because I did try to take her picture off the wall, but it was screwed to the wall. When I came out, when I first saw it, I wanted to take it.
Yeah.
Because it had a plaque on it. I wanted to take it and walk up to him. But they're all like screwed to the wall. And I'm like, well, I'll bring them to the wall. And they wouldn't even walk to the wall.
They knew.
When I came around that corner, the salesman goes, oh, shit. You know, you can see that look on his face like he saw it. And I said, come. They would not walk around to that wall. No, sir, come out here. They would not walk to that wall.
Wow.
Both of them. Hmm. The girl ended up walking away and hiding in her office. She shut the door.
Shady operation. Wow.
Shady. Yeah. Shady. Yeah. Well, anything else?
We can't top that.
No, I can picture all that happening in my head.
I can't too.
You guys know I would lose my
Oh, yeah.
I just wish I would have been there to see it.
I know.
My buddy was shaking. He was like, because he's not like that. Like, he was just like, let's just go. Mm-hmm. You know, let's just screw it. Let's just go. And then he even then, he wanted it so bad. He was like, let's just buy it. I don't want to drive all the way back to Carmen. I'm like, no. I said, you don't understand who you're with, because I had drove. And I said, no. I said, we are getting a deal. Or I said, I will turn around and drive back to car. And he was like, I don't care if we're going to buy it. Let's just go buy a four-wheeler and go riding, you know. And I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, you're going to let this go? They've just lied to us?
I'd have done the same thing.
Got mad or left?
Left. I wouldn't have bought from them.
No. And it had reached a point where I was like, even if they gave me the $500 off now, because I threw that out the window. I said, no. I said, you're either going to match that and then pay our gas here before lying to us.
Yep. That's awesome.
Yeah. That is a good one.
Yeah, I upped it.
You guys been watching anything on TV?
No. I'm pissed that our show wasn't on Sunday. What's up with that?
Yeah, why are all the shows are doing that?
I have no idea.
Like Will Trent, all of my...
None of them
are coming out.
I'm guessing it always has something to do with sports. I don't know. I'm not a sports person.
The Tracker's back on tonight, though, I think I saw.
Oh, good.
Well, maybe it'll be all next week. But yeah, the last couple of weeks, because we've been watching Will Trent, Tracker, that Elsbeth or whatever. They had one episode of it, and it came back on.
I know this week my wrestling is condensed to one show only instead of three. And they're just tacking on an hour because of basketball. So if it's,
well, the tournament starts this week.
Yeah. Is that March Madness? Yeah. Something? Yeah.
So probably, yeah. There'll probably be shows this week, and then next week there won't be any.
Speaking of sports, so how far did the Rangers end up making it? I kind of lost track.
They got second.
In state?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you good go job. To...
No, we didn't go.
They got second good. In state. Yeah. Okay, I lost track after the one we went to.
That's good.
That is good. That's a good accomplishment for them.
Your cigar's kind of burning funky, man.
Oh, it is a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably
is cracking. That your first one?
Ever?
No, it came out of your humidor.
What was in this? I just bought that not too long ago.
So have you guys found a replacement thing to watch instead of our normal stuff?
I have not.
We have been, and we caught up on them yesterday. We were a couple behind while we were gone. The Resident Alien.
Yeah, we've been working on that slowly.
I love that show.
It's pretty hilarious. And we made it through the first season of Quantum Leap, so it switched over into the second one, and... So far, I'm not digging the second season at all because they jump three. Well, so for the guy that's leaping, it's just the next leap. Everybody else back home, it's 3 years in the future.
Oh, really?
So, okay. And I don't love the girl that they have as his wife or girlfriend or whatever already, and now she's found another dude. So it pissed me off.
What?
Because I like the guy, like the main guy. And I don't like this chick's face anyway. She has, like, a big dimple in her chin.
The one that, like, his owl in this one.
Yeah.
The group. Mm-hmm. So she just...
Yeah, she just found another dude.
And she's with him, or, like, is it, oh, it's coming about?
She's with the other guy, so...
Oh, my God.
I don't like the way it's starting out.
Yeah, I don't think I would like
it. It's amazing, like, how connected you get with fake characters.
Yeah.
And yesterday I went down a rabbit hole of watching Monster Hunters... On the History Channel. I think it's History Channel.
Monster Hunters.
Yeah, they go after, like, big animals.
Oh, yeah?
That's the one where, like, he, like, some fish too or something.
Yeah, like, they do fish.
I saw just one whatever. Where they, now these like 800-pound.
Yeah, and those are the ones I started watching. It's all on YouTube, and like the one that got me is the bull sharks up to Illinois. You know, that whatever show it is about bull sharks, I'm gonna watch it every single time because it's very interesting to me. And they like tracked sharks all the way up through Louisiana, up the river, and they were finding them on sonar and stuff. And then these other guys were up in Canada in a freshwater river trying to find Greenland sharks, I think is what they're called. I'm pretty sure Greenland sharks that live hundreds of years, and they're just freaking massive. And like one swam right over them when they were diving. It was crazy. Ooh. Yeah, there was like they were going through all the different shark attacks up here and showed pictures of the people in Alton, Illinois that caught a bull shark in the 20s.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and they didn't know what it was because you had no way of knowing what a shark was if you lived inland, you know.
Yeah.
That'd be some trippy shit, wouldn't it? You're out there catfishing.
Some crazy thing.
This thing comes up with a mouth full of teeth.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's crazy stuff.
That is. Monster Hunters. I'm going to have to look that up.
Yeah, it's a good show. Yeah. And then another one was about giant catfish, like in South America, that eat kids. That was pretty wild.
Literally eat kids.
Yeah, like one of them, like the catfish took the kid, and I guess the catfish choked on it, and they found it upriver a couple days later, like with legs hanging out of its mouth. It was gross.
Oh, nasty.
Pretty wild.
Hmm. I like seeing those ones where they find like those anacondas and they like cut them open and like a whole person falls out and stuff.
Ugh. I'm sure there's a Monster Hunters episode on anacondas too.
I'm not going to do that.
Travis is not a snake person.
I am not a snake
person. I'm not either.
I am not a snake person.
I don't like a little garden snake.
Nope. Actually, what was because when we were going on our trip, we had our anniversary, and then the 11th, my oldest son, Mitchell, he turned 21. We had his 21st birthday down there, and we were at the store buying some decoration things to kind of put out in the house or whatever, and my youngest one actually found a rubber snake, and Mitchell, my oldest one, he shares my absolute fear of snakes, but he's like almost worse than me, and so Cole goes, we should get this and put it in Mitchell's bed for his birthday.
Oh!
And I said, yes. So we bought... And we were at some, tourist shop, so I paid $10 for this rubber snake that I could have got at Walmart for $5.
Oh, but it was worth it.
It was worth it. And so, yeah, we put it in there, and I stretched it out on his side of the bed where it was, like, put it out. And he kept going in, and he would sit on it. And he was sitting on it, and I'm waiting all night. And I'm like, good night. I was trying to wait for him to find it so I could go to bed. And he kept going back and forth. And I finally got in bed, and I said, screw it. I said, I'm going to bed. And they were staying up. I said, you record it if it happens. And I was laying there, and I hadn't been in bed 10 minutes. And I heard, that motherfucker! Yeah, he found it. He come in, and my door swung open, and he threw that rubber. He goes, you think you're real funny? And Rebecca and Cole were behind him laughing, and I said, the two culprits are right behind you. I said, I just did the placement. And he turned around and looked at them, and they just started dying laughing.
That's so funny, man.
He said, I saw that, and he said, I about pissed down both legs. Because I thought it was a Florida anaconda or something.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, so we scared the shit out of him.
Yeah, that's
Go ahead and give me my, we'll get this out of the way. Bump! Would you rather? I just kind of came up with one. I told you guys I didn't have one at the beginning. Now, I've done one similar to this, but not worded this way.
All right.
Because I know Dave's going to call me out on this.
I will. I'm diligent.
Similar to this, but not this one. Would you rather have the ability to change the past or see into the future?
See into the future.
I'm thinking on mine because I just...
So I would definitely...
You have the ability to change the past or see into the future. So you automatically say see into the future.
Oh, yeah. I could be rich tomorrow.
That's true.
Like, easily. And legally.
Yeah. Well, did you ever watch that show, Early Edition? The guy had a cat and he would get the every day's newspaper a day early. And, like, he would go around and, like, save people. Well, his friend.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's yeah. a show like a show that. I would love, though.
Yeah, it was a good show. It was called Early Edition. I'm sure you can find it somewhere. And he would somehow, magically, this cat would show up every morning on his doorstep and would have the next day's newspaper all in. So his friend kept wanting him, said, the lottery numbers are in there. The lotto numbers are in there. Tell them to me. We can play. And he wouldn't let him. You know, he's like, no, I'm not using it to get rich. I'm using it to help people. So it'd be like that. So would that be illegal or not?
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's legal enough.
I'm still trying to decide. I know.
I am too, because if you change some things in the past, just I'm thinking of mine, not even all the screw-ups I've had. If I change some things in the past, I could be very rich right now. You know what I mean?
You could.
Or you could
be dead.
Exactly. Yeah, I could be dead. I think I'm going to go with overall, because I'm guaranteed, I'm thinking with you. I'm thinking I'd probably be able to see into the future.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what I'm going
to
go with.
You could save a lot. Like, say something happened to one of your kids. Yes. You're not getting that car or something, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm with you, Dave. Is that what you're going?
Yeah.
Are you just saying that because you're drunk and you don't want to think about it?
No, I've been thinking about it while you guys were talking. I was listening to your...
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So see into the future.
Yep, that's what I'm going with.
If you could see into the future right now, what would be the first thing you would look at?
Lottery numbers.
Lottery numbers.
Both of you lottery numbers.
Hell yeah, man.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because I guess anything else you'd kind of do, like stock market or something like that, like it would pay off in the long run, but lottery just, boom, you know, you're rich.
It's a bird, yeah. Dave.
I know. I'm trying to see what kind of bird.
It's like the African cockatiel.
Is it?
Yeah. My wife gets so mad at me. It's a pair. I'll do that. I'll see things. She goes, I don't know what that is. And I just make up some bullshit name. She's like, you don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I've been watching, we'll do a YouTube. I've mentioned this channel before, but I've been watching it a lot the last couple of days, Back to Basics. These two guys started the channel, and now they still do stuff together, but now they've split apart because they met women, of course, and... You know, one guy and his fiance or whatever sailing around Australia. Well, this other guy went with his brother and their ladies to, like, the primitive part of Australia, like, where nobody lives.
Yeah, forget that. There's a lot of snakes there.
Well, they went up this, like, river from the ocean, and the tide came back out, so they were stuck for, like, 4 days. So they've been surviving there, and... It's good stuff. It's very cool. Like the one I watched yesterday, they finally got back out. Like the tide came in. They're like, if it doesn't make it over these rocks, we can't leave. And the tide is not going to change enough for 15 days to maybe try again. So they would have had to stay there.
Wow.
And that would suck, man. Because there's nothing there. Like,
right.
You're it. Like, it's you and nature and your boat.
Wow.
That's good. Good times there.
Forget that.
So I recommend that channel, Back to Basics.
That's not on my places that I want to visit is Australia.
I would love to go there with a guide to help me avoid the death animals.
Yeah. When we were in Dominican the first time, one of the boats or something we went on the cruise, there was a couple from Australia. It was funny talking to them or whatever. And I asked the guy, I was like, so do you have a lot of... He's like, oh, yeah. He was like, every day you see a snake. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what? He goes, we kind of live in the what we call the country, whatever.
Yeah.
But he didn't call it country. He called it something else, like the wilderness or something, you know, like Crocodile Dundee talk or something. But he goes, every day I see a snake. I'm like, every day? I go, I wouldn't leave my house. And he goes, sometimes they're in my house. I was like, I would burn it.
I'll see a lot, like, in the water, like.
Yeah.
Like sitting out there.
They probably live underneath your house, Scott.
I'm sure there's some under my house.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dave.
You're welcome.
I have a $10 rubber snake I might put in your bedroom.
That's fine.
Put it on the smoker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I've always thought about that, like opening the lid and there being a freaking snake right there curled up. I mean, it.
Yeah. I told you, Mike, you guys have my fear of. Because growing up in my mom and dad's house, we had a septic tank. But, like, you didn't have the aerator. It just went out, you know, just blank, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And twice in my mom and dad's downstairs bathroom, a snake, and my dad, they just figure it went up the pipe and got in the septic tank and was finding a way, and then it followed it and it came up the toilet.
No.
So, yeah. So oh, this day, no. when I sit down, I check, I'm like, I keep thinking a snake's going to come up and bite my ass.
I had a guy one time tell me that he lifted the toilet seat and a freaking squirrel ran out.
What?
Yes. He lifted it up and a squirrel ran out, and of course it's running through the house and going crazy, and he's trying to catch his squirrel.
Holy crap. Oh my gosh.
Oh man. I couldn't imagine.
That would be so funny to watch.
It would be. I mean, can you imagine his reaction? I mean,
that'd be hard to catch too in your house without like breaking something.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know what happened. Yeah.
It be was, like the Griswolds.
Yeah. Get out the shotgun.
Squirrel.
Oh, it's bad.
Do you have a question for us?
Yes. Hot or cold coffee brew? Like hot coffee or cold coffee?
That's a tough one because I like both.
Do you?
I do.
I don't like coffee. I'm not a normal coffee drinker. I'll have a nice cappuccino. But if I drink coffee, I would want it hot. I don't like it cold. Because I have tried the iced coffees before, and it tastes weird.
See, I'm a hot guy.
Yeah. I do like a splash of coffee with a pound of sugar.
It's just the cold brew is, like, very popular now. It's, like, taking off.
I like cold coffee drinks later on in the day. I like hot coffee in the morning. But if it's, like, you know, afternoon, dinner, I like a nice frozen.
So you get coffee frozen drink, even.
Like almost like a milkshake, you know.
Oh.
Like a frappe.
I've always just had them where it's just had ice in
Have
it.
Have you ever had a frappe?
I don't guess, no. Probably not.
You should get one on your way home at McDonald's because they're delicious.
Hmm.
I got one not too long ago at Scooter's. It was a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup frappe, and it was amazing.
So that doesn't sound good.
Oh, it is. Very good.
So is it like slushy, like a slushy, or
it's like a milkshake?
See, all I've ever had is literally like they just poured a cup of coffee in there and put some ice cubes in with it and shook it around.
Yeah, that's just an iced coffee. Yeah, which I like those too, but
also it still tastes like coffee. Then it tastes even weirder because it's iced.
Yeah.
But, well, I mean, do you either one of you ever put ice in your milk?
No.
I don't drink milk.
I drink it
like if I'm eating a cookie or something, but I don't just drink it for dinner or nothing. But there's some people that they'll drink it all the time, but they'll put ice in it. And I'm like, that totally changes the... No.
So I'm a firm believer that people should not be intaking milk.
Like, at all?
At all. Because why would you? Nothing else in nature consumes milk after they're a baby.
Oh, I was going to say babies do.
Like after they're eating food... Nothing drinks milk at all, like unless a person gives a cat milk or something.
And they love it.
Well, of course, but they shouldn't be drinking it.
Why?
Because why would they? It's not out there in nature for them to drink.
Now you've drinked my lighter. I fixed yours, and the one I've had for 15 years ain't working. And I fixed yours.
Yeah, it's just weird to me.
So like I mean, I understand what you're saying. You know, once
my family intakes milk like it's going out of style. Like,
see, I don't like to drink milk.
Like people will sit down, and I've seen it. People sit down and have spaghetti with a glass of milk.
What?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah,
his family would.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Yeah, Max would sit down and have a glass of milk with a steak, probably,
and pizza.
No. The only thing I can even we're talking this little much of milk, like a little bitty shot of it with a cookie or something just to wash it down, you know. But
like, aside from like it just not being good, like what do they have to do to that milk to get it in the state that it's in a bottle at the store for you to be drinking it? Like, what are they adding to that? It's pretty
That's pretty
frightening.
That's almost everything we eat now.
Yeah, but especially milk, I think. Yeah. Any dairy that's processed is probably the worst thing you could possibly eat.
Have you ever tried, like, I guess, real milk, whole milk? Like, right out of the
teat?
Out of the teat?
No.
I haven't either.
No. I could see you trying it, though.
Well,
milk
in
a cow just...
No, my dad's...
I could see him laying under... Sucking on the titty.
No. They did it once when I was a kid. My dad's friend had cows, and they were milking them, and he pulled out and took a drink. He's like, here, try it. I was like, no. Oh,
gosh.
I wouldn't try it. He took it right out of the
teeth. I mean, it's just the temperature, the warmth of it.
I think I can't drink warm milk. That'd be cold
that
milk.
Just, that is disgusting.
It's so gross.
It is.
It's funny he does that on Resident Alien because they love milk.
Yeah. He just That is a funny show.
Mm-hmm. Well, do we have anything else for the wonderful listeners?
I think that's about it.
What is this? This is March. This will be dropping in March still. We got our May cook-off coming up, May 11th, and then May 18th. May 11th is Waterloo. Be the first one for the year, right? Are we trying to do that? Yeah.
Yep.
May 11th in Waterloo.
Everybody
and then May,
come hang out.
May 18th, come to Lake Benton. And hang out.
That's right. Bring your chairs.
I heard we have Secret Service should be here in a couple of weeks to kind of.
Yeah, Bill Clinton's coming.
Bill Clinton's coming.
Oh yes.
So yeah. You know, Secret Service always has to come in a couple of weeks before and clear everything.
Right. I wonder
background
if he'll
checks.
Like land on in Air Force One around here.
He probably will. It'd be Marine One.
Probably
Marine One. Yeah.
Marine One. The helicopter. He'll just land.
Yeah,
right
they'll land it over here in the field.
Yeah. I can't wait.
I'll be out there with a flashlight. Come on down. Come on.
Yeah.
I did shake the president, Bill Clinton's hand once.
Did you really?
Yeah, when I was in fifth grade.
Nah.
Yeah, I lived in Arkansas, and we went on a field trip to the Capitol when he was the governor.
Oh, so he was just the governor when you shook his hand. Well, that doesn't count then.
Yeah.
Well, he became president.
I don't think it really counts anyway. Yeah.
This is before he got into all the trouble. Have you seen him lately? He looks like he's dead and just walking around.
Like a walking dead man.
Yeah, he looks horrible.
I mean, he's...
Yeah, like his eyes are all pink.
How come he ain't going? I mean, Hillary looks the same as when he was president. How come he ain't going to her guy?
I don't know.
I don't know. He was walking like he could stand up.
Are you talking about our president now or Bill Clinton?
No. Well,
take your pick.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about Biden.
We're not going that route.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, guys. Well, till next week.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
They really got nothing out of that episode.
No.
Not a thing.
That's fine.
We probably lost listeners.
Yeah, it could have been. We'll see.
We'll be back cooking next week.
Oh, yes.
Be barbecue next week, guys. Don't worry.
Yes. You want to try redoing your concoction, your poor man's thing next time? Because I want to try it.
I can do that if you want me to. I will. I won't screw it up this time. That can be our rub down next week. I'll redeem myself.
Okay.
All right. Fuck cancer.
Okay. Fuck cancer. Bye-bye.